Now, if you've been following news in the Czech Republic, you will be aware the community here, the Roma community, is outraged by the recent arson attack on some of its members, which left a 2-year-old girl fighting for her life and rendered 8 people homeless overnight. Several Romani organizations have called on the authorities to stand up to growing extremism in the country and are planning a nationwide protest to step up public opposition to the neo-Nazi movement. Jan Richter reports.
A schoolteacher from the community of Vítkov, North Moravia, where the torching took place, told reporters on Thursday that the locals were appalled by Saturday's attack, in which unknown assailants threw Molotov cocktails into a Roma family house. The teacher said the attack was totally unexpected, since relations between the majority population and the Romanis in the village had always been good. But the latest arson attack, in which a 2-year-old girl suffered severe burns on 80% of her body, was the 3rd torching of a Romani house in the last year. The country's Romani community is extremely concerned by the growing number of neo-Nazi marches being held and the increasingly brutal physical attacks on Romanis. Ivan Veseli is the head of the Romani NGO GENO and deputy chair of the government's Council on Romani Issues.
It was enough the step for the Roma community in this country, and we decided to organize in the cities the protest. We must show the government and international community some the civic attitude, some the civic protest to push the government, to push the police to fight with extremists and neo-Nazis.
The protests will take place at the same time on Sunday, the 3rd of May, in all the big cities and a number of other locations. The organizers are calling on all who condemned the recent attack to join in. They have also started a money collection for the victims who have been left without a roof over their heads. But Mr. Veseli says that if the authorities are serious about cracking down on extremists, they have to get down to business.
Yeah, doesn't effectively work on the fight with the neo-Nazis in the Czech Republic. You will find many mistakes which did Minister of Interior on the case of the Labour's party. This is neo-nazistical party here in the Czech Republic.
But better police work and a stricter approach to neo-Nazis alone is not likely to solve the problem. A study by the EU Agency for Fundamental Rights, which was released on Wednesday, shows that the discrimination of Romanis in the Czech Republic is more widespread than in any other EU country. 2/3 of Czech Romani said they had been subjected to some form of discrimination in the past 12 months, while 83% of them feel that they do not have equal opportunities when it comes to getting an education, finding work, getting medical attention, being served in a restaurant, or getting a bank loan. This is possibly the main reason for the dramatic nearly 1,000% surge in the number of Czech Romani asylum claimants in Canada in the last 2 months. The planned nationwide rally will show how much support from the majority population Czech Romanis can hope for.
Jan Richter with that story, one we will, of course, be following closely here at Radio